This is KUNM. I'm Chris Boros. President Obama and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau just announced a joint effort to cut down on methane leaks from oil and gas wells. The agreement was part of the Paris Climate Accord and will have impacts here in New Mexico. Public Health New Mexico's Ed Williams sat down with Camilla Feibelman of the Sierra Club's Rio Grande chapter to talk about what the rules mean for our state.
You may have heard that New Mexico is home to the country's largest methane spot or cloud. It's a cloud of methane gas hovering over the Four Corners area the size of Delaware. So by controlling for some of this methane leaking, venting, and flaring, we actually may be able to reduce the size of that methane cloud.
How much of a reduction has to happen here?
Well, we're talking about nationwide a reduction of 40 to 45%. In New Mexico, so much of our oil and gas extraction actually happens on public lands. And when oil and gas extraction occurs on public lands, it's the BLM in charge. And they're the ones who get to say what companies need to do in order to manage for that methane release. Now, the exciting thing about controlling for methane is that it's cheap and it's job intensive. So what we're saying is while workers are being underutilized by industry because of the glut on the world market and because of the actions of OPEC, let's put those folks back to work installing the technology necessary to control this type of extraction.
Well, let's talk about that because what the oil and gas industry says is, you know, these rules are expensive and it's going to hurt our bottom line. I mean, we got to pay our employees, we have costs to cover, and these extra rules just aren't something that we can afford economically.
Well, unfortunately, it's the same argument that industry makes no matter what the rule is, no matter whether the economy is doing well or not. If you look at these particular rules, they're simple, easy rules that help industry be good neighbors. There are 11 companies in New Mexico locally that build the technology to handle this leakage problem. It's a job-intensive work, so during this kind of low price and cost environment, it would be a really good time to put workers back to work to retrofit because prices won't always be low, but now would be a good time to do it.
Well, methane is a greenhouse gas, as you said. I mean, it contributes to global warming, and global warming is, you know, a health issue in this big and broad view. But I'm wondering, there are a lot of constituent chemicals that are involved in fracking and natural gas drilling, things like benzene, you know, aromatic hydrocarbons that we know do have negative health effects.
That's right.
Could we expect to see any reduction in those chemicals as a result of these rules?
Yeah, these rules will have a direct benefit for health because along with the invisible climate change-inducing gases, there are also volatile organic compounds that are released at the same time. And these are known to be the basis for the formation of smog, which induces asthma. In New Mexico, we've already got 180,000 cases of asthma. That amounts to lost days at school and work on the part of kids and parents. We have big visits to the hospital and health bills that are paid not by the oil and gas companies, but by working families.
Camilla Feibelman, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
That was Public Health New Mexico's Ed Williams speaking with Camilla Feibelman of the Sierra Club. Public Health New Mexico is funded by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation and the Conama Health Foundation. Find out more at publichealthnm.org.